Somewhere in America, there's a guy who met a girl at a party. He promised to call her. He never did. And many years passed. If that guy, named Eugene, is close to a radio this morning, he's about to hear that same woman sing to him.
Hey, Eugene, do you remember me? I'm that chick you danced with two times through the Rufus album Friday night at that party on Avenue A, where your skinhead friend passed out for several hours on the bathroom floor, and you told me you weren't that drunk.
China Forbes is the lead singer of a group called Pink Martini. Keep her true story in mind, the story of a romance that doesn't work out. Keep it in mind, and you'll hear the way Pink Martini translates that simple theme into different kinds of music and different languages.
I said hello.
Hey Eugene is the name of Pink Martini's new album out today. When they came to our studios, the string and horn players and the rhythm section and China Forbes all surrounded the guy at the grand piano. He's Thomas Lauderdale, the group founder.
How did you find everybody, Thomas?
On the street.
In the symphony,
in restaurants, bars and brothels.
Thomas Lauderdale is telling the truth, maybe not about recruiting in brothels, but definitely about recruiting from the symphony. These highly trained musicians play songs inspired by 1950s pop tunes or foreign movie soundtracks. Or consider what influenced the chorus at the end of Hey Eugene.
It's like all the girls are getting together and wailing about Eugene, but it really draws from my favorite theme songs from the 70s, from Good Times, the TV show, and
Anytime
the Jeffersons.
Anytime you need a payment. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. My sister and I used to sing Good Times together.
What are those moments in Good Times? Sing it. Sing it.
Oh, no.
He saved me from asking that. Thank you very much.
I don't want to sing Good Times.
Or the Jeffersons.
We're moving on up to the E-top, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. You know it.
Yeah, but I can't remember.
I can't sing it. We'll get
it
sued. We don't have clearance.
Really? Oh.
Am I allowed?
It's a news program. It's called Fair Use.
It is?
Yes. Yes, you can sing a minute of anything.
Well, we're moving on up to the top. To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up to the side. We finally got a piece of the pie. Beans don't burn. No, I'm just kidding. I may never stop. You don't want to get me going. It's really the ending, you know, when they all wail into their riff.
Do that, do that.
Are you there, Eugene?
So it's a song about a woman spurned, which seems to be in danger of happening in another Pink Martini tune. It's an Egyptian song that China Forbes learned to sing in Arabic. Well, can I just mention, because the last song that you sang was about a guy who never called back, or never called, actually.
Yeah.
The first line of this song in Arabic is, "The person who promised to have a date with me will fulfill his promise."
It's very judicious.
It's very bossy. He will call.
So this is Bukhra Abadu, which means tomorrow and the day after.
Bukra upadu, bukra upadu, bukra upadu, bukra upadu, ili wa adni hayu fi buadu, ili wa adni hayu.
Is there something political about singing a song in Arabic in 2007?
I think absolutely. You know, both of us grew up in these multicultural atmospheres, and I think that when we started doing songs in different languages, it was an opportunity to kind of express and articulate a different kind of America.
Which is also true of one more Pink Martini song about frustrated love. This time, the lyrics are in Portuguese. The song is called Tempo Perdido. Lost time.
It's a song about being determined never to love again after having heartbreak.
And if the foreign language implies a changing America, the song itself had to change.
It was really, really, really fast when we initially recorded it. And by slowing it down, it just, it just sounded much better.
It needed to breathe. It was sort of frantic.
It was frantic.
They gave us an idea just how frantic by playing it fast.
Thomas like could that. Barely play his part.
It was just, that was the original tempo.
In between singing perfect phrases, China Forbes kept looking over at me like, are you going to make him stop this? Are you going to make him stop this?
It's when you make an album, you realize that really fast songs are tedious upon repeated listen. So, you know, you don't want... Once you get through it, you never want to play it again. And that's just not what we go for with our albums.
That's true.
Is this a good moment to ask to hear the song as it was recorded?
Ah, thank goodness. Yes.
Ci posso perdoar mesmo que tenha sofrido todo o meu tempo perdido nunca mais se quero amar.
The song is Tempo Perdido. It comes from Pink Martini's new album, Hey Eugene. You can hear their complete performance in our studios at npr.org. Yet another song that could have been directed at Eugene, I see.
I know.
I cannot forgive you. And as I have suffered all of my time lost, I never want to love again.
Exactly. We're playing these, we're definitely playing the songs in the correct order today to tell the story.
You think Eugene might call you up now?
I sure hope not. It is way too late.
He's got to know who he is once this album gets out.
Oh, he'll know. He'll know.